It can be one of the most thankless positions on the football team, right alongside the long snapper. When you mess up, it can be game-changing. When you succeed, it's great, but those opportunities can be few and far between. So when selecting one, you have to make sure it's someone you know can handle the pressure.
Well, first and foremost, you must trust the player that when they're put in a difficult situation, you've got 11 guys running full speed at you, your eyes are on a ball in the air, you know, you've got to have great confidence in that person.
It's punt returner. For the last 2 years, Indianola has had the sure hands of Micah Dewey as one of their special teams aces.
Punt gets off. A line drive punt will bounce at the 35. Takes a parry bounce and fielded by Dewey at the 45. He finds room up the left side. He has a couple of blockers. He goes back at the 15 to the 10 to the 5. And Dewey, what a move of special teams.
Yeah, about 45 yards.
And the punt return touchdown of 45 yards goes in. And the Indians lead 27-0.
Dewey fields the line drive punt at his own 32. Gets a block to the left side across the 35 to the 40. Near
nice
the
return.
45. Yard line, and Micah Dewey's sure hands get Indianola the ball with just 55 yards to go.
Head coach Eric Kluver says Micah was chosen as punt returner because of the trust that has been built up, and the Indian special teams unit is great because of it.
We really lean heavily on him in our punt return game. We have a lot of confidence in him. That's a very difficult position, being able to catch the punts and just make good decisions in that aspect.
Defensive coordinator Josh Lohman also handles punt returns for the Indians. He said Micah is a natural at the position, so it brings a lot of stability to the team.
You know, before we talk about, you know, setting up a return or a block or playing it safe or whatever, the most important thing is catching the football. And so we got to have a guy back there that is confident in catching the football, whether it's a fair catch or he's going to set up a return. And Micah's that guy. He's very calm. He doesn't let things rattle him. So, you know, when that ball's punted, he's going to get a good beat on it. And, you know, he's going to catch the ball and he's going to do everything he can to get what he can out of the return.
Usually they're not coming too fast. You know, if I see them hauling towards me, then it's a fair catch. But if I think I have enough room, I'm taking it and I'm trying to get a big play. It's all instinct.
Most of it is, yeah, just that. It's going to be the instinct of having that clock in your head, you know, and knowing that ball's in the air. You can't see, you know, the guys coming downfield and whether or not you should call a fair catch or if you can get to a wall or what have you. A lot of that's going to come down to feel and to reps and to confidence and to trust his own ability. So, yeah, most of that's on Mike. I can't really take too much credit for that. We just kind of tell him what direction to run, and then he just takes it from there.
That instinct isn't just limited to special teams. Dewey is also a 2-year starter on the defensive side, playing corner, where he's currently tied for the team lead with 2 interceptions on the season.
Fakes the handoff, looks to the right side, and over the top, and intercepted by Micah Dewey. He's got a lane to the end zone. No, he's tackled from behind, but an interception for the Indianola defense gives them first and goal at the 6-yard line. Micah Dewey is the beneficiary, a tip and an interception with 1:12 left to go, quarter number one.
Dewey says he relies on his instincts playing quarterback, much like he does setting up for a punt return. Of course, with a healthy dose of time in the film room and lots of study.
It's a little bit of both. Watching film, seeing what their tendencies are, and then it's just a feel for the game. I look at their leverage, see what route I think would come, look at the formation that helps me anticipate what's coming, and I just gotta play.
You know, you go back to, I just think of a couple of his interceptions, not so much the one the other night, but he jumped one against, I believe it was against Glenwood, and he was closer to the ball than the actual receiver was, and that's just his ability to anticipate, and then he's fast, he's quick, and able to get there before the ball hit the turf.
Anderson throws it out right side, and it's
oh,
picked
great.
Off on the far side.
Micah
what
Dewey.
A defensive play, Micah Dewey.
Micah Dewey.
A wide receiver screen, and he reads it perfectly, and it's Indianola offense at the 43-yard line. Micah Dewey snipes the wide receiver screen and gives Indianola a huge boost.
Yeah, we really preach film study with those guys, and you know, we feel like if we can get a beat on some formation tendencies and down and distance tendencies that and then the guys put the work in throughout the course of the week of studying that so that they can narrow some things down in their mind, perhaps pre-snap, that help them to play a little bit faster and to be in those right positions where, you know, if a ball is underthrown or overthrown or deflected or whatever it may be, that they can make the break on it and make a big play for us. And that's what he's been able to do.
Dewey said a lot of the success with him and the other starting cornerback, Josh Eilers, is due to chemistry and how the defense has gelled to start the season.
I think bring a lot of energy, you know, and the way we can, the secondary just play defense on the receivers really helps the whole team. Last year, we had a lot of leaders and we had energy every day, and I think we need the same thing to have just a successful season, if not more successful than last year. We've all played together for so long now, and I think we really fit together well.
I think we have good chemistry. I think we both play good on both sides of the ball. We play sound together, and I think we both play good on receivers. You know, I like it. I like how he gets those picks. You know, I'm hoping to get one of my own. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're good.
Three games down and a whole lot more to go. And the Indians, they're looking for more of the same.
I think we'll be great. I think we have a good season ahead.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night and Indianola punt returner and cornerback Micah Dewey, I'm Andrew Swadner.